All right, let's dive in. Welcome to the Deep Dive, and today we're tackling cybersecurity. You've given us a mountain of reports and articles.
Oh, yeah, a big stack.
So you're really looking for the inside track, not just on what to do, but like what's coming next?
Absolutely. Best practices, but also those future threats.
Exactly. And it's interesting, looking through these sources, it's for both personal use and what organizations need to be thinking about.
Right, because it impacts everyone.
Totally. I mean, just one of these studies found almost 60% of data breaches are because of weak or reused passwords.
It's scary how common that still is. And what's even more concerning is that AI is being used now to exploit those weaknesses.
Whoa, we're getting into AI territory already.
We'll definitely get there. But first, let's set this exactly. All those devices becoming internet-enabled. It's protecting all those interconnected systems and the data they hold. And as we rely on tech more, the threats just become more sophisticated.
So it's not just, like, teenagers in basements anymore.
Not anymore, no. We're talking organized crime, even state-sponsored attacks.
Okay, so it's serious business. So where do we even begin? A lot of the sources seem to agree. Strong passwords, that's the first step.
Cybersecurity 101, but so important. It's amazing how many people still use password 123 or something like that.
All right, so ditching those easy passwords, what's the best way to create and manage all the new ones? OneSort recommended password managers.
Those are great, yeah. They generate strong passwords for you and then store them securely so you don't have to remember them all.
Okay, that makes sense. So much to remember these days. And speaking of things we sometimes forget, those software update reminders.
Ugh, those.
I'll admit I'm guilty of ignoring them sometimes.
Yeah, we've all been there. But outdated software, it's a huge vulnerability. One source mentioned a hacking group that used a known flaw in, like, a really popular software.
So just because everyone uses it doesn't mean it's safe.
Right, exactly. So those updates, they're patching those vulnerabilities, you know.
Makes sense. Set it and forget it with automatic updates whenever possible. And public Wi-Fi, that's another one that came up a lot.
Well, for good reason. Using public Wi-Fi without protection is like broadcasting your data to anyone who's listening.
So is a VPN the answer there? I hear about those, but never really understood what they do.
A VPN, yeah, it basically creates a secure tunnel for your data, encrypts your connection. So it's much harder for someone to snoop.
Okay, that's reassuring, especially when I'm, you know, at a coffee shop or something. So VPN for public Wi-Fi, strong passwords, updates. Anything else?
Phishing is a big one. Those deceptive emails or messages trying to trick you into giving up personal info.
Like, I got one that looked exactly like it was from my bank.
Oh, yeah. They're getting really sophisticated. They can look so real. And it's not just email anymore. It's texts, social media, even phone calls.
So how do you protect yourself? If they look so real, how can you tell?
It's about being cautious, you know? Any unsolicited requests for info, always double check the sender. If anything seems off, don't click links or open attachments, no matter what.
Be suspicious.
Exactly. Question everything. Now, this is all good for us personally, but what about keeping company data safe? What are the best practices on an organizational level?
Well, the sources all talked about having a comprehensive security policy.
Yeah, that's the foundation. It's like the rule book for how to keep data safe. Everything from what's acceptable use to how to handle breaches.
So not just having the policy, but making sure everyone actually follows it.
Exactly. And that's where security training comes in. Because as we said before, people can sometimes be the weakest link.
Right. All it takes is one person clicking on a bad link.
Exactly. But with the right training, they can actually become a first line of defense.
One source even said, you got to make the training engaging, like use real world examples, maybe even make it a little fun.
Definitely. The more engaging, the more people will remember and actually apply it. And it's not just about preventing attacks either. It's knowing what to do if there's a breach.
So building a culture of cybersecurity throughout the organization.
Exactly. And of course, the technology side is important too. We're talking firewalls, intrusion detection systems.
Okay, break those down for me. I hear those terms, but not sure I really get what they do.
Okay, so think of your organization's network like a castle. Firewall is the wall, controlling what comes in and out. And the intrusion detection system, that's like the guards on the watchtowers looking for anything suspicious.
I like that, a good visual. Yeah. But even with the best walls and guards, sometimes those sneaky attackers still get through. That's where backups come in, right?
Absolutely. Backups are like insurance. If someone gets in and, say, deploys ransomware, you can restore from a backup without paying.
And this isn't just for organizations, right? Everyone should be backing up their personal stuff too.
Absolutely. Photos, important files, anything you don't want to lose. One of the simplest but most effective things you can do.
All right, so we've got our policies, training, firewalls, backups. Feeling pretty secure now.
We've got a good foundation, but the cyber world is always changing. We need to talk about what's coming next, the emerging threats that could change everything.
Ooh, okay, now you got me intrigued. Hit me with the scary stuff. What are we up against?
Well, ransomware, we touched on it, but it's evolving. One report talked about ransomware as a service.
Wait, what? So, like, you can subscribe to a ransomware kit now?
Basically, yeah. Makes it much easier for people with limited technical skills to launch these attacks.
And with cryptocurrencies, it's easier for them to get paid anonymously, right?
Exactly. It's a worrying trend.
Okay, what else? What else should we be worried about?
Another one is the Internet of Things, all those connected devices, smart homes, security cameras, even medical devices. They're all potential entry points.
I'll admit, I love my smart home, but I never really thought about the security side of it.
A lot of them are designed for convenience, not security. Weak passwords, outdated software, easy targets.
So my smart fridge could be a gateway for hackers to get into my whole network.
It's possible, yeah. And it's not just individual devices, it's the fact that everything's connected. One weak point can compromise the whole system.
This is where I start to feel a little overwhelmed, like the more connected we get, the more vulnerable we are.
I understand, it can feel that way.
Yeah.
But there are ways to manage the risk. Choosing devices from reputable companies, making sure the firmware is updated, those things help.
So being careful about what we bring into our homes and workplaces is key. What else is out there, threat-wise?
Supply chain attacks, those are becoming more common. That's where the attackers target a company's vendors or suppliers to get to the bigger organization.
So even if a company has good security, they could be vulnerable through their partners.
Exactly. One source called it a chain. Even if most of the links are strong, one weak link can break the whole thing.
So how do you protect against that?
Due diligence is key. Really vetting those suppliers, making sure they have strong security practices. Regular audits and monitoring are crucial too.
Wow, this is a lot to take in. And I feel like we've only just scratched the surface here.
We have, and there's a big one we haven't even gotten to yet. The most potentially game-changing threat of all. The use of AI in cyber attacks.
Okay, that's what you teased at the beginning. Now I'm really curious. We're going to need a whole other deep dive just for that.
We definitely will. AI and cybersecurity, it's a double-edged sword, powerful for both good and bad. We need to understand both sides.
I'm ready to dive in. This is fascinating, but a little scary too, to be honest. But hey, that's why we're here, right? To get informed and figure out how to stay ahead of the game.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially in the world of cybersecurity. So let's take a deeper look into that AI world next time.
Sounds good to me. Until then, stay safe out there, everyone.
And stay vigilant.
AI and cyber attacks, that's where we left off. And honestly, it's a bit unsettling.
Yeah, it's a powerful technology, so it can be used for good or bad. That's the thing.
Right, like a double-edged sword. But the sources we've got here, they paint a pretty intense picture.
Definitely. It's a game changer, no doubt. And it's not like some Hollywood movie where the AI takes over.
No killer robots, thankfully.
Right, uh-huh. But it's about how cyber criminals are using it, you know, making their attacks more effective, harder to spot, more targeted even.
So how are they actually using it? Give me some examples. This is the part that really gets me.
One that really stood out to me was using AI to create phishing emails, but like really good ones.
Oh, man. Not just those obvious spam ones anymore.
No, these are personalized. They analyze your data, like social media posts, even public records, to craft something that looks totally legit.
So even someone who's usually good at spotting phishing could fall for this.
Absolutely. That's the scary part. And it's not just phishing. They're using it to automate all sorts of attacks, like cracking passwords, spreading malware.
Wait, hold on. AI is writing malware now?
Kind of, yeah. It can analyze existing malware, find weaknesses, even create new versions that are better at hiding.
This is getting a bit too sci-fi for me.
I know. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
It does feel like the bad guys have a big advantage here.
So what can we do? Is it just a losing battle?
Not necessarily. The good news is the same tech can be used to defend against these attacks, too.
So it's like an AI arms race.
Yeah, in a way. AI-powered security solutions, they can analyze network traffic, look for suspicious activity, even predict attacks before they happen.
That sounds pretty impressive, like having a super-powered security guard.
It is powerful, but the challenge is the bad guys are always evolving, so the good guys have to keep up.
Like a constant game of cat and mouse.
One source even talked about adversarial machine learning, where researchers tried to anticipate how AI could be used for bad and come up with defenses.
So trying to stay one step ahead.
Exactly. It's like playing chess against, you know, a supercomputer.
We've talked about humans being the weak link, but can AI actually help us be stronger?
Definitely. Think about security training. Instead of those boring generic videos.
Oh, yeah, those.
AI could personalize training programs based on your specific role, your vulnerabilities.
That would make so much more sense, actually targeted to what you need to know.
Right. It could be more engaging, too, which means people actually pay attention and learn something.
Makes sense. The more relevant it is, the better. So not just replacing humans, but helping them do their jobs better.
That's the goal. Yeah. Human-machine collaboration.
Yeah.
Combining our strengths for a more robust defense.
I like that. Teamwork makes the dream work, even in cybersecurity.
Exactly. It's still a complex landscape, though, and it's evolving all the time. That's the thing.
Yeah, it can feel a bit overwhelming, all this information, all these new threats.
It's important not to get paralyzed, though. The key is to adapt and stay resilient.
So what's the takeaway message about AI and cybersecurity? What do we really need to understand?
It's a tool. Like any other, it can be used for good or bad. We have to make sure it's used ethically and responsibly. That's the big thing.
Right. Just like with any new technology, we have to consider the consequences, the ethical side of things.
Absolutely. And we need to invest in research, make sure we're not falling behind.
Because the bad guys, they're not going to wait for us to catch up.
Let's not be too pessimistic, though. There are opportunities here, too.
Okay, good. Because I was starting to get a little worried there.
AI can help create a more secure world. That's the potential. It's up to us to make that happen.
I like that. Using this powerful technology for good. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take work, collaboration, and probably a bit of a learning curve.
Definitely. And we can't forget about the human element. Staying vigilant, that's still crucial.
Right. Being aware, not getting complacent, all those things we talked about earlier.
Exactly. So we've covered AI's impact, the threats, the potential solutions. But what can we as individuals and organizations do about it?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? What are the actionable steps? We've got all this knowledge now. How do we put it to use?
Let's dive into that next. There are concrete steps we can all take to protect ourselves and create a more secure digital world.
All right, let's do it. Stay tuned, everyone. We're getting practical. Actionable steps. That's what we're talking about now, right? We've gone through all the info, all the threats, but what can we actually do about it?
Exactly. It can feel overwhelming otherwise, so let's focus on what we can control.
All right, so starting with personal cybersecurity, what are some easy things, low-hanging fruit, that people can do right now?
Two-factor authentication, that's a big one.
Oh.
So many people skip it, but it adds so much extra security.
2FA, right. I know I should be using it more.
It really is a game changer. Think of it like even if someone gets your password, they still can't get into your account without that second step.
Like a double lock on your digital door, basically.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And speaking of doors, we got to talk about public Wi-Fi again.
Yeah, the sources really hammered that home, how risky it can be.
It's just so easy for someone to snoop on what you're doing if you're not careful.
So a VPN is a must, right? Every time.
Pretty much, yeah. It's worth a peace of mind knowing your data is encrypted.
All right, VPN for public Wi-Fi, 2FA for our accounts, strong passwords, of course. What else, habit-wise, can we do to stay safe online?
Be aware. That's the biggest thing. Pay attention to the websites you visit, the links you click, the information you share.
So like a healthy dose of skepticism.
Exactly. If something seems off or too good to be true, it probably is. Don't click, don't open, question everything.
Trust your gut, basically.
And those software updates, we talked about it, but it's so important. Just do it.
Set it and forget it with automatic updates.
That's the best way. Those updates, they're patching vulnerabilities that hackers could use against you.
So keep everything up to date, be aware, use a VPN, 2FA. Okay, good stuff for personal use. What about organizations? What are the must-dos for them?
Comprehensive security policy. That's the foundation. It lays out everything, the rules of the road for cybersecurity.
And making sure everyone actually follows it, right?
Absolutely. Communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
And then security training, regular training for all employees. That's a must.
One source even said to make it fun, you know, engaging, so people actually pay attention.
Absolutely. Gamification, real-world examples, whatever it takes to get people to learn and apply it.
So it's not just about checking a box. It's about creating a culture of cybersecurity, right?
Exactly. And, of course, the tech side is important, too. Investing in the right solutions, firewalls, intrusion detection systems, all that.
Like building a fortress around your data?
Exactly. And backups? Can't forget those.
Dude.
For individuals and organizations, that's your safety net.
If everything goes wrong, that's how you recover.
Right. Especially with ransomware on the rise, regular backups are essential.
So, policy, training, tech solutions, backups. We're covering all the bases here.
There's one more thing, and it's often overlooked.
Yeah.
Proactively looking for weaknesses in your system.
Like a security checkup.
Exactly. Vulnerability assessments, penetration testing, these can help you find and fix problems before the bad guys do.
So being proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly. And it's not a one-time thing. The threats are always changing, so you got to stay on top of it.
Continuous monitoring, always evolving. It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. But it's all about managing risk and understanding that cybersecurity is a journey.
Not a destination like that.
We've covered a lot in this deep dive, and the world of cybersecurity is complex, no doubt.
Yeah, it can feel a little overwhelming, all this information.
But I hope we've empowered our listeners, not just scared them.
Right, given them the tools and knowledge to take action.
Exactly, because the threats are real, but so are the solutions. By being aware, adopting good practices, and staying vigilant.
We can all stay safe online.
Absolutely. And remember, it's not just about individuals. It's about all of us working together, sharing information, collaborating.
To create a more secure digital world for everyone.
Well said. And that's what we've tried to do here today, giving you the knowledge and tools to navigate this complex landscape.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
Stay safe out there.
And remember, knowledge is power. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the game. We'll see you next time.